I think it is a real joy, privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon, and we're always grateful for the Lord's eternal love, His precious love, His kindness, and His great mercy. I'm thankful that the Bible said His mercies are new every morning, His compassions never fail. He's a merciful God, a long-suffering, sovereign God, a holy God, and a righteous God. He is God, the Bible said, and beside Him there is none other. He's a true and a living God, and of course, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that He is the creator of all things. He didn't need creating. He's the creator. He always has been. He's eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's forever, and I'm glad to thank God that I have that precious gift that He gave me without price and without money. 38 years ago, I got me a drink out of a well of living water, and I've never thirsted again. I'm glad that I was born again. The Bible said not of a corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm thankful I have eternal life, unworthy, wretched, and vile, sorry, and good for nothing as my flesh is. I'm thankful He's done something on the inside of me that caused the outside to change as well. Of course, I'm still working on the outside daily, trying to give up the old desires of this stinking flesh and put to death these old personal desires and try to follow wholeheartedly after the Lord Jesus. But on the inside of me, there's a new nature, there's a divine nature, there's God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. The Bible said the spirit of just men made perfect. I'm glad my spirit, my soul, doth magnify the Lord. As Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit doth rejoice in God my Savior. And I'm thankful that He saved the good for nothing, sorry, hell-bound sinner such as myself. He gave me without price, without money, a drink out of well of living water, and I've never thirsted again. He sanctified and cleansed me, washed me in His own blood. Now, on the inside of me, I'm clean. The Bible said the seed remaineth, and he cannot sin. Whosoever is born of God cannot sin, doth not commit sin. That's the holy part. That's the eternal part. On the inside, that's where he abides and lives. I'm thankful he lives in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. But then I have an outer man, this earthly man. I'm housed on earth, a tabernacle, a house of clay, and from dust it came, back to the dust it'll return because sin. And sin has no more dominion over me. I've got the conqueror, the overcomer on the inside. Everybody that's human still has problem with having temptation and having problems of foolish thoughts and everything that goes along with the flesh. We all have sin, every one of us. There's not a human being that does not face temptation. Even when Jesus got into the human body and became man, the Son of Man, born of a woman, made under the law, He Himself suffered temptation on every hand. He's the only one that ever has been, ever could be, ever will be, sinless. That's why He's the Son of God. That's why He made the final atonement for our sins. He that knew no sin became sin. Thank God for you and I. It might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And if you expect to spend forever in heaven with the Lord, and beloved, live in the land of the unclouded day, and in the sovereignty and the holiness of God Almighty, in His presence, have a magnified, glorified body like another Son of God, then you better get your sins forgiven. You're unclean, and of course you're in the Bible. The Bible speaks about being like a dog. Of course, a dog has an unclean nature. A swine or a pig has an unclean nature. And the Bible speaks about people that's in sin has that type of nature, have a depraved nature, a fallen nature, a nature, beloved, that's full of corruption and sin. The Bible said that the heart of the flesh is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. The Bible said, who can know it? And God said, I, the Lord, try the heart, search the reins, give a man according to the fruit of his doing according to his way. Beloved, He's going to deal with everybody, whether you be saved or unsaved. Everybody's going to judgment. Only the Christian is not going to be determined as where he's going to heaven or not. That's settled down here. When you get your sins forgiven, he gives without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water, and you never thirst again. He qualifies you, sanctifies you, makes you worthy through his blood. Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no remission for sin. Thank God, when I leave here, I'm going to the judgment, see the Lord Jesus Christ, in the rapture of the church. When the Lord Jesus comes again in the clouds of glory, the trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ and those which are alive may be caught up in chains in the cloud to meet the Lord, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And it won't be picnic, it'll be payday. God's going to reward his children, going to deal with his children, going to iron everything out of the judgment seat. We're all going to stand before him. The Bible said everyone is going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's believers. Give an account of his deed done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. He said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You better be persuaded in your own heart. It won't be picnic with payday. And if you've not been faithful, beloved, your works are going to be burnt up. You'll be saved, yes, by fire, but suffer a great loss. And then the unsaved, God have mercy. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, it talked about the seeking of the dead, death, and hell delivered up at the white throne judgments. The books were opened, and another book, which is the book of life, and her name's not found recorded in the book of life, and these were cast in the lake of fire, which will be the second death. These books, beloved, recording of your life. If you're unsaved and unregenerate, and you die in your sins, you're going to drop off into hell, and then one day hell, soul and body, is going to stand up at the white throne judgment. God's going to deal with everybody, give them a man according to their works, and there'll be degrees in hell like there'll be rewards in heaven. And Jesus is not going to send you to hell. That you'll do that yourself. God sent Jesus in the world to keep you out of hell. If you go to hell, you go as an intruder, and you don't have to. He died in your place. He took your place. He absolutely and positively took your place. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Thank God for his atoning blood, his healing blood, the healing balm in Gilead. Chief physician, thank God, is ever lovely, Lord Jesus Christ, the Immaculate One, the Divine One, the only potentate, the only authority, thank God, that and only mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. He's a wonderful Savior. And in the book of Psalms 32, it said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That's a blessed man who's had his sins forgiven and placed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is the man in whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. God never counts sin or wickedness or iniquity toward us any longer. He's already justified us. Thank God the inside of us has already been sanctified and covered by the blood. And that's where he dwells. He dwells on the inside the soul, beloved, of man. He's justified our spirits. He's cleansed us from all our sins. And we're blessed along with faithful Abraham, who is, of course, the founder and the father of the Hebrew nation himself. God Almighty called him up out of the land of the earth, land of the Chaldeans, and went up to Haran, and from there he went down in the land of promise, the land of Canaan, searching and seeking for that city that God had promised about looking for that city whose builder would make was God. Beloved, he never get to inherit it, but his seed it after him. But he'll be a part of it, beloved, and during the millennial reign. And of course, we'll get to see old Abraham when we go to heaven. Everybody saved. We that are saved in this generation, this dispensation of grace that we live in, are going to go up in the rapture. And beloved, everybody, of course, at the time since Jesus went back to heaven from that time till now, beloved, there's going to be a rapture of the church. And old brother Paul and Peter, James and John, all the other beloved disciples of old, we're going to go up the same time, beloved, when they go up. We're going up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. What a wonderful day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one that saved me by his grace. What a day, what a wonderful day. Thank God that will be. I'm blessed this morning or this afternoon, beloved, not because I deserve it or I'm some type of special person. There's nothing good about me but Jesus, and I don't delight in my sorrow good for nothing flesh. I don't have any confidence in it. My delight's in the law of God, and his law I want to meditate both day and night, that I might be like that tree that's planted by the waters, that I might be able to bring forth fruit in due season. Beloved, you'll never, as a Christian, even though you're saved, you'll never be able to bring any fruit forth, beloved, if you're not abiding him and obeying him, if he's not dwelling richly in your heart. He that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. Beloved, if you want to be a 30-fold Christian, or even less than that, beloved, you just keep carrying on in your flesh. You wind up sinning unto death, dying prematurely, be saved yet to end by fire, but suffering a great loss. Because if you are saved, you've really been saved, beloved, there's a desire inside of you, a new nature, divine nature, to do the will of God. The Spirit within us is crying out to the Father. If you don't have that desire to do his will, you need to get saved. You need to check up. You've never been born again. Beloved, some fellow told me, said, I'll show you, said the fellow from Bangladesh. He said to me, here these used to be Christians, now they're Muslim. I said, that's an impossibility. I said they was Christian. No born-again believer could ever change from the Christianity over to become a Muslim. And I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just being truthful, beloved. If you ever have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost of God in you, I'll guarantee you never won't forsake that or leave that or go over to some type of cult. Beloved, when you get saved and born again, you've got the witness on the inside. You're not looking for nothing else. You get satisfied when you get saved. Now, you get ashamed of yourself sometime when you don't walk right, talk right, and you ought to. Beloved, your conscience gets condemned. Your heart gets condemned, and you got to clean it up again. Not the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He abides in there forever. But the outside, you got to get over your stupid, sorry, good for nothing self. The Bible said, man in his very best state is altogether vanity. All of us are vain without the Lord Jesus. He's the Immaculate One, the Divine One, the only potentate, beloved, the only mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. Yes, He's ever lovely, ever present, omnipresent. Praise God, He's almighty and powerful. He is God reincarnate in the human body. He said, we believe there is just one God. Well, Christians believe that too. There's just one God and Father, one true and living God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yet God got into a human body, got into another form, beloved, got in the form of human flesh and likeness, sinful flesh, express image of God Almighty, God reincarnate in the human body and became man, the Son of Man, yet the Son of God. God got into a tabernacle, beloved, a place. It pleased to be likened unto His brethren. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, it pleased to be likened unto His brethren, beloved, to get down and come and get in likeness of this old sinful flesh. But yet He knew no sin, neither was the guile found in His mouth. Thank God for Jesus. He is God reincarnate in a human body. And then the Bible plainly decrees it, God the Father and the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Beloved, these three, the Bible said in the book of 1 John, these three are one. One in three and three in one. It's just God in a different form, God in a human body, just like angels of old, beloved. When people noticed Him in time of old, they could have seen Him if they were ministers and spirits in their heavenly bodies. So they took on the form and the likeness of a human body. And, beloved, they thought that they were people, they were human beings, but they were not. They were angels that transformed themselves, beloved, in course into a human likeness of a human body. That's what went down on them when they went down into Sodom and Gomorrah. Those men of Belial, those Sodomites, when they didn't want His virgin daughters, Lot's virgin daughters, they want to know them men. They weren't men. Those were angels. Those were powers, ministers, and spirits sent from God Almighty, sent down from heaven, beloved, and it brought down judgment upon the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah and overthrowed it with an overflow of fire and brimstone and ashes and laid it all to the ground. Like a great furnace of a smoke, beloved, sent up into heaven, God wiped them out because of all the sin, the abomination, all the filthiness. He said, man shall not label mankind, neither woman with womankind, beloved. He said, such as do the abomination in the sight of the Lord thy God. Beloved, it's not an unpardonable sin, but it's a sin of the time. It's a sign of the Lord's coming. He says, it was in the days of Lot. So shall it also be in the second coming of the Son of Man. God have mercy. It's not an unpardonable sin, beloved. All folks have some types of sin, even though they're saved, they're sinning the flesh. The thoughts of foolishness, beloved, is sin. Nobody lives without foolish thoughts. That don't mean you want them. You better not be fulfilling. You better not run after. You better not be practicing it, but you'll have it being human. All of us have temptation. Nobody's without temptation. May God help us realize that our flesh is corrupt. Top of our head and the bottom of our feet, it's altogether vanity. Paul said, O wretched man that I am. Isaiah said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. We're talking about godly people, more godly than we've ever thought about being, beloved. These men knew the flesh. Our flesh is corrupt and undone and no good and ungodly. God help you to get your sin to the blood. You expect to get to heaven, you'll have to be born again. See my time going. Write to us. Pray for us. God bless you, our prayer in His name. Amen.